Lord God on high, omnipotent reigneth. Thus are the words of this song you have heard taken from the scriptures. But I, Jesus, did not come to awaken humankind to the Lord God on high who is omnipotent. I came to awaken them to the God within, who is the respecter of his own law of free will, and thus does not seek to control you, but seeks to help you unfold all that you are, all that you were created to be, even being more than you were created to be, for your God loves to be surprised by the creativity of the extensions of itself, my beloved. He is not the tyrant up in heaven who wants you to conform to a certain belief system, a certain ritual of outer behavior, or ritualistic coming together in worship or prayer. The Lord God on high, meaning the Lord God that is in a higher vibration than the material universe, that Lord, that God, wants to be expressed through you in a spontaneous creative flow of new ways of manifesting the abundant life on earth. It is not God who wants to control your thoughts and your behavior. It is those who have attempted to set themselves up as gods on earth, or as the only representatives of gods on earth, inserting themselves as the high priests of the temple, as the alpha perversion of the power elite, and the money changers in the temple as the perversion of the ego, the perversion of the feminine, the omega polarity. So, my beloved, you will see that there have always been two main groupings in the power elite, in the false teachers, those who pervert the expanding force of the father, those who pervert the contracting force of the mother. And in many cases, they have formed an unholy alliance, my beloved, and this can be seen out pictured here in Europe, going back many centuries. But go back to the song you have just heard. King of kings and Lord of lords. Well, my beloved, that original statement was meant to signify that Christ is beyond any ideas and graven images created by the consciousness of Antichrist, and therefore Christ is beyond any authority on earth, whether it be the king or the emperor or the lord or the pope or the priest or the cardinal or the bishop. It matters not, for Christ is beyond all of them, for Christ cannot be corrupted by the dualistic consciousness. Christ cannot be forced into a mental box created by the consciousness of Antichrist, which is, as we have said many times, based on the illusion of separation, whereas Christ is based on the reality of oneness, the oneness of all life. So you see, when life is one, no one is in control. No one is lord over another. No one is king over another. And do you then see that when the ancient Israelites demanded a king, well then, they only reinforced the illusion of separation, and it was not truly the people who demanded a king. It was the aspiring power elite at the time, those who lusted after the power held by the high priests and wanted their own share of that power out of their perversion of the omega aspect of wanting to control the people's daily lives, whereas the high priests wanted to control their minds. And do you then see that here in Europe, the concept of that Christ is King of Kings was perverted to the point where the kings started claiming that they were representatives of Christ, that they were standing between the people and Christ, and that they had the ordination of Christ for their kingship, and for the fact that the son of the previous king, the oldest son, would always become the next king. Well, my beloved, if you go back to ancient times, they had kings, but the kings were not simply appointed as succession. You were appointed through some agency of the spiritual realm, be it an oracle or in other manners, whereas the spirit could appoint the king, often raising up a person who was born and raised as a commoner to be the next king, so that that king knew what it was like to live among the people and had not been born in a royal castle far removed from the ordinary people, growing up in this closed environment and therefore naturally becoming halfway insane, so to speak, being brought up to be insane in the sense that he was insensitive to the plight of the people. This then is indeed one of the great problems, perhaps one might say the great problem on earth, especially here in Europe. You see, my beloved, Europe is in many ways intended to be what it to some degree has been, the cradle of new ideas, of new inventions, of new philosophies and ideologies that can bring progress and freedom to the people. And precisely because this is the divine intention for this land, those of the power elites, the two power elites, have congregated here and have attempted to divide the people amongst each other and divide the people from their God within. This then is a pattern that you will see on this continent over and over again, successfully completed by the Catholic Church, who used my inner teachings about the inner kingdom to set themselves up as the spiritual representatives of Christ on earth, claiming that you could only be saved and reach Christ through the hierarchy of the Church. Now, my beloved, it is true that you can only reach Christ through a certain hierarchy. You will see that we have often talked about you seeing yourselves as part of the hierarchy of light. But you see, as I came to demonstrate 2,000 years ago, you do not need a hierarchy on earth in order to claim your oneness with a hierarchy of light. For the kingdom of God is within, and you have the key of knowledge. You have the ability to know truth in your own heart, and therefore you do not need an outer authority to define dogma and doctrine for you based on some literal interpretation of a scripture that was outdated before it was even written down, my beloved. Or do you not see that whereas Master Moore has said that if you were to paint a portrait of him, he would have transcended himself before the paint was dry. Well, I can assure you that I, Jesus, transcended myself many times before the early gospel writers decided to put pen to paper and write down the story of my life. And so you will see that from the very beginning, the Catholic Church was based on this falsified concept that you can make Christ conform to worldly ideas, beliefs, mental boxes, graven images, my beloved. They have attempted to turn the living Christ into a graven image, and they have been successful in swaying many people to worship this image. Many souls have worshipped this image over and over again over the past 2,000 years, coming from one embodiment into the next, being born into a Christian culture, where they were then again exposed to this rigid view, this rigid image of Christ. How many lifetimes does a soul need to spend sitting in a Christian church, looking up at the crucified Christ at the head of the church, before that soul begins to feel that there must be more to the inner message of Christ? Ah, my beloved, that is a question that I wish I could answer, But I look upon humankind and I scratch my head and I say, how come they have not yet had enough? How can they still be sitting there every Sunday, singing these same old hymns, listening to the same old sermon given by the same old priest who has seen this as a lifetime calling to basically give the same sermon over and over again every Sunday? He might think there is a variation, but it is the same sermon, for it reinforces the graven image of the external Christ who will one day come back and save you, whereas I wanted to be seen as the internal Christ who will help you transcend yourself so that you might indeed experience the kingdom of God right where you are. My beloved, what is the essence of the message I preached 2,000 years ago? Well, let me make a leap in consciousness to the present age and explain to you how the message of Christ can be understood through the discoveries of quantum mechanics, quantum physics. For you see, my beloved, quantum physics has discovered and proven that when you interact with a material universe, that interaction is not physical. It is not bodily, for the universe is made of tiny subatomic particles that are actually simply energy waves, and your consciousness can interact with them, meaning that your consciousness can interact with the most fundamental level of matter. Well, right there is proof of what I attempted to explain 2,000 years ago. In my statement, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Or do you see that what you do unto others is an expression of your consciousness? And your consciousness interacts with the most fundamental level of matter itself, which is what we have called the cosmic mirror. And what quantum physics have discovered is that before a scientist makes an observation, there is no manifest matter particle. There is no manifest electron. You cannot determine the exact position and momentum of the electron, for it does not exist as an exact quantity before the observation is made. It exists only as a potential, my beloved. And then there are even a number of potentials, and scientists have discovered that there is a fundamental uncertainty built into the universe, which is in stark contrast to the worldview that has been promoted by both materialistic science and traditional Christianity, and before that, even by traditional religions such as the Jewish religion that I came to renew. For the view that has been promoted is that you have no influence over the matter realm, that God created the world the way it is, and therefore so many people have been lured into the illusion, my beloved, that they look at the conditions of the world. In the Middle Ages, they looked at the suffering, and their souls cried out, why did God create a world with such suffering? But the only answer they got from the church was, it's a mystery. We cannot know. It must be the will of God that we suffer. So we should be content in our suffering and not try to do what Christ exemplified. Turn the water into wine. Raise the dead, heal the sick, walk on the water of the human consciousness, and raise our consciousness to the wine of the Christ consciousness. Do you see the insanity of this? And then see that what science has proven is exactly the fact that God has given human beings dominion over the earth. He has given them free will, and he has given them a mind that can interact with the cosmic mirror itself, so that what they project upon that very fundamental level of matter is what will be outpictured in the physical circumstances in which you live. For you see, what physicists have discovered is that before they make an observation of an electron, the electron does not exist as an actual particle, but as a potential to manifest in a certain location. They can calculate the probability that the electron will manifest in a certain location, but they cannot know for certain until they make the observation. And why is this, my beloved? It is because it is only when your consciousness interacts with the deeper level of reality that God has created, it is only then that things become manifest in a level of vibration where your consciousness is currently identifying itself. As we have said before, your mind is like a radio receiver that has the ability to tune into different stations. But most people on earth have been conditioned to tune their minds to the vibrational spectrum of the material universe, to that radio station of the material universe, and to think that that is the only level of reality that they can experience, and that there is nothing beyond it, or that though there is something beyond, they cannot contact it themselves within their hearts, for only the priest or the pope has the bigger radio that can tune into heaven. Well, I tell you, my beloved, there is no super radio station in the Vatican or anywhere else. For there is only one radio, one kind of radio on earth, and that is the one each of you have in your own hearts. That, my beloved, is the only way to tune in to heaven. And those who claim otherwise are simply representatives of the power elites that in their separation from God are seeking to control humankind. And they know that they can only ultimately control you through the mind by making you believe that there is nothing outside the prison in which you are currently abiding. So, my beloved, back to quantum physics. There is a theory in quantum physics that when an observation is made, one particular event or particle becomes a physical manifestation in this universe. The question then arose, well, what about all the other potentialities that could have come to pass? What happened to them? Do they simply disappear as the waveform collapses, or is it possible that each of them is actually manifest in a parallel universe? This is the so-called many worlds interpretation, stating that there are an infinite number of universes, and each time you make a choice, well, there is a exact copy of yourself who makes another choice that you might have made. If you choose A, your double will choose B and live in a parallel universe to experience the consequences of that choice. Well, my beloved, this, of course, is not reality. For you are one being, and I can assure you that even God saw that it would be a little too much to expect that there could be an infinite number of copies and you could still maintain some kind of integrity. So, you are one being, but of course, there are levels of your being. So, there is a certain reality here that if you make one particular choice here in the physical realm, then you do not experience the consequences of that choice only with your conscious mind. For your greater mind extends into the emotional, the mental, and the etheric realms of planet Earth, and you will experience the consequences of your choice at those levels, depending on your state of consciousness and where you fit in. For as Maitreya has explained in his book, there are There is only one level of the material universe, but there are many levels of the emotional and the mental especially, and even some divisions in the etheric. So it is possible that you can live here on earth in a physical body, but you have a low state of consciousness that attunes your emotional body to one of the lower levels in the emotional realm. And thus it is entirely possible that you can experience a particular physical event, yet in your mind, your experience becomes very negative, very dominated by fear. Whereas another person may have a higher state of consciousness and is attuned to one of the higher levels of the emotional realm, and therefore can experience the exact same physical situation, but have a vastly different experience, a much less fearful experience, my beloved. So, what I aim to give you here is this concept that you are one being, but you exist in multiple dimensions, and one might indeed consider the physical, emotional, mental, and etheric levels of the material universe as parallel universes, as parallel worlds. And so what you see is that here in the physical, your body might take a certain action, but what determines your life experience is not the outer action, but actually how you perceive the action or its consequences, how you experience your circumstances. And so what I am endeavoring to explain is that there is a reality here that if you look at humankind, you will see that there are many groupings of people where you can put them on a scale according to their level of consciousness. And each of these levels are, so to speak, living in a parallel universe. For even though they all have a physical body, they are in their consciousness attuned to various levels of the emotional and mental realm. And those, the level to which they are attuned will determine how they look at the material world and how they experience life. It will determine their life experience. This then very much ties in with the teaching I have given for some time, where you can divide the population into the top 10% of the most spiritually aware people, the bottom 10% are the most self-centered, ego-centered people, and the 80% of the general population who are somewhere in between those two. So, what I desire you to understand here is that it is the level of consciousness that determines where people fit into this scale. It is not their outer power. Obviously, the most powerful people on earth are not necessarily, and in fact are rarely, in the top 10%. The top 10% are not somehow superior to others, for as in order to enter the top 10%, you must overcome duality and the need to feel better than others. You must not go into the false humility that is the opposite, but the realism that we have talked about in previous dictations at this conference, of simply realizing who you are as a co-creator with God. That is what determines your entry into the top 10%. So we are not here giving a teaching that the ego should be allowed to turn into a teaching of superiority, giving rise to pride. For then you have not understood the teaching. It is indeed a reality that there are those who have attuned their consciousness to higher frequencies, to the higher radio stations that are broadcasting the truth from the Ascended Master's octave. And they then have risen their consciousness to the point where they can attune to a different radio station than the general population, and certainly the lowest 10% who are often attuning to the radio station that have been traditionally called hell. For you see, hell exists in the emotional realm, where those beings who have become completely self-centered have become so eaten up by their own anger against God and their anger against themselves, that they have formed a realm where the anger has become so intense, so hot, that it will be experienced as a hell with flames that burn you in eternal torment. For these beings that are trapped there are in eternal torment, even though they do not always see this because they are so focused on their anger against God that their anger is consuming their awareness to the point that they cannot even realize that this is uncomfortable to them and that they wish they could get out of it. So you see, when you look at the scale of the bottom 10%, the top 10%, and the 80% in the middle, you see that there are many different levels on that scale. And you can then go to the people who are in embodiment and who are part of the lowest 10%, and you will see that there are people at the very lowest level who embody a certain state of consciousness. And they are forming a gravitational force that seeks to pull the minds of everyone else down to their level of consciousness. They do this not only through their minds, they do it through their actions, but they have attempted to embroil people into war so that when people are trapped in war, trapped in battle, some people will rise in honor, whereas others will descend to the very animalistic tendencies of killing anyone who seems to come in their way, or conquering a village and raping the women, or otherwise displaying complete disrespect for life. And thereby they pull them down to that level of being an animal, and they pull down those who look at these atrocities and become angry and seeking revenge. And so they create this downward spiral where people are pulled down more and more and more. And so you see that there are those in the lowest 10% who are living in a particular universe that you who are spiritual people can scarcely imagine. And I, in fact, do not encourage you to try to imagine how these people experience life. For I myself descended into hell, meaning I descended into their level of consciousness to seek to raise them up. But I did not do this until I was resurrected and therefore had shed the body and the human consciousness. And certainly I do not encourage you to descend to that level while you are still in a physical body. This will only be reserved for very few people, and so you strive to raise your consciousness rather than lowering it. Unless, of course, you need to go down and look at something in your psychology from past lives and undo a decision that you made at a lower level of consciousness. But you do not attune to the consciousness of others, for you do not need to undo the decisions made by others, as only they can do that. Now, my beloved, the message I want to get across here is that God gave human beings dominion over the earth. You have people in the lowest 10% who are the blind. They are the blind seeking to lead the blind of the general population. They are aggressive. They are completely self-centered and focused on themselves. My beloved, you cannot expect these people to suddenly awaken and start raising their own consciousness and that of the 80% of the people. I am not saying that people from the lowest 10% have not been awakened. It does happen, but only a small percentage. So what I am saying is that you cannot expect positive change on this planet to come from the lowest 10%. So where must positive change come from? Well, if you look at the 80%, they tend to be followers. They do not have a strong enough sense of self to go against the grain, to refuse to fit into the mold defined by society. And so, who must then bring positive change? Well, it can only be the top 10%, my beloved. And this is what you need to realize. As an example of this, look at Europe during the Second World War. It was a conflict that killed millions and millions of people on this continent. Millions of people lost loved ones. Millions of people saw their homes destroyed, their cities destroyed, even a nation destroyed. Yet, if you go to other parts of the European continent, you can find people who lived almost normal lives during the 5 years of the Second World War. And why is that, my beloved? Because they were at a different level of consciousness than the people who were directly involved in the war. My beloved, do not believe that things just happen to happen a certain way. Everything is a manifestation of consciousness. There is a reason why certain people had congregated and embodied in the same areas, the geographical areas where they became embroiled in the direct war. There's a reason why other people had embodied in other parts of Europe where they were not so directly involved. There is a reason for this, and it is their level of consciousness. So what I am endeavoring to explain is that even in a conflict as serious as the Second World War, you will see that people at different levels of consciousness had very different experiences of the physical events. And what I endeavor to explain is that you too today, as the spiritual people, you are, so to speak, living in a parallel universe compared to the greater population and those in the lower 10%. Consider the very fact that you are sitting in a room here, in a monastery of a particular Christian order that has existed for a very long time and has a very set, rigid, organized tradition. Consider that you are sitting here listening to a person who claims to give voice to the real Jesus Christ, whereas right below you are the monks of this order who are sitting doing their Sunday service, claiming that they are worshiping the real Jesus Christ, and would be shocked to really understand what is happening here. Do you see that even though you are in such physical proximity, you are living in parallel universes in the mind? So the idea from quantum physics of parallel universes is not wrong. Only they are not physically parallel universes. They are not parallel universes in the material vibrational spectrum. They are parallel universes in consciousness. And this is the magic of planet Earth in the material realm, that it allows people to exist, as Maitreya explains in greater detail in his book, in the same physical location, yet be in parallel universes in consciousness. Now, what that means is that there is a correspondence between the parallel universe that you live in as the spiritual people and the parallel universe of the lowest 10%. For you see, my beloved, it is a law of God that before a certain manifestation of duality, a certain manifestation of darkness, of evil, can be removed from the earth, before that can happen, there must be those in the top 10% who have raised their consciousness to a certain level where they have freed themselves from those aspects of the ego that are being outpictured as that manifestation of darkness. They must free themselves, but they must also then take a stand and say, this manifestation of evil is no longer acceptable in my world. And only when you stand on the rock of Christ, because you have been willing to remove the beam in your own eye, that aspect of the ego which is being outpictured as that manifestation, only then when you stand on that rock of Christ will you then have the authority, or we might say you will give God the authority, to remove that manifestation of evil from this planet and remove those who will not voluntarily raise their consciousness beyond it. Do you see that this is how progress occurs on this planet? There must be some in the top 10% who have reached the level of Christhood that corresponds to the perversion of that level among the bottom 10%. And only when we have those, a critical mass of people at that level of Christhood, can the perversion of that level be removed. And that way, the entire spectrum of consciousness is shifted upwards. If you look at the spectrum of human consciousness that you find on this earth, then you will see that the way progress happens is that the entire spectrum is shifted upwards. It is now possible to go one step higher for the top 10%, but those in the bottom 10% cannot go below a certain level or they will be removed from the earth. This is the only way that progress can happen. It cannot happen in any other way, my beloved. It cannot happen through force. It cannot happen by one totalitarian nation conquering the world and establishing the kingdom of God through force. It cannot happen through one religion conquering the world. It cannot happen in any other way but a shift in consciousness whereby those who have the potential must rise, claim their Christhood, purify their own minds of a certain manifestation of the duality consciousness, and then declare with one voice, with one mind, with one heart, that this must stop, for enough is enough. This is what you have done by coming together in this conference. This is what you have done by following our teachings, by giving the rosaries. You have done this step by step. But the reason why we had a victory, as Saint Germain explained last night, was that you came into oneness. Perhaps all of you were not aware of this, but you came into oneness of mind and heart, wanting to raise Europe beyond the past, beyond being stuck in the past, and you were willing to transcend the outer divisions that have been used to divide and conquer the people on this continent for so long. And this is indeed the essential key that you need to become more aware of, and that you need to continue to apply in your lives, and that you need to continue to apply as you come together, my beloved. For we are greatly encouraged by your willingness to come together as a community. As we said in Hawaii, my beloved, you are so close to establishing the kind of spiritual community based on oneness of heart that we have always desired to see happen. Not to say that other groups have not done it for periods of time, but there is an infinite room for people who come together in oneness of heart. And we encourage you during this conference to actually discuss how you may form a stronger bond, a stronger community here in Europe, so that you do not just come together for one conference, but can continue that oneness by being in contact. By being in contact over the internet, having rosary sessions over the internet where you join in from all over Europe in the same time zone, or having even teaching sessions or services that you can do over the broadcast, or if you can come together physically, you have always the availability of one or both of our messengers to fly over here and come for a weekend or a longer period of time if you desire. You need to see that what we desire to establish here is a figure eight flow between Europe and the United States, so that we have the polarities of the students in the United States and the students in Europe, and I certainly count Europe going far east into Russia, and they come together forming that oneness and that figure eight flow that will then meet the nexus being in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, where there once was an entire continent, where I served as the leader of a spiritual evolution of people. And yet that civilization could not be maintained at that level and eventually sunk into a lower level of consciousness. But it can rise again, my beloved. And the momentums and the science and the ideas that were brought forth on that continent can be brought forth once again, but only when there are those who can hold the spiritual balance for it by raising their consciousness. And so, we strongly encourage you to form that bond, to form that figure eight flow, and see what can be done to create that sense of community that truly unites you. I am silent because I wanted you to experience that the omega polarity to our speaking is indeed silence. Do not fall into the trap of thinking that you always need to listen to an outer teaching, to an outer voice. For if you think that I, Jesus Christ, can speak to you only through an external messenger, then you are missing the omega aspect of my ministry. For I can indeed speak to each one of you in your heart. But in order to hear me, you must create a space of silence in your mind. For I am not as loud and boisterous as you might think based on the music that was played before I started speaking. For this is again how they want to see Christ as a triumphant king who comes in and overthrows all of the powers of this world. But you see, I was not the loud and boisterous king that marched into the cities of Israel. I was I not, the humble person who rode on a donkey. And this is a symbol for the fact that I do not come to you individually with a loud, boisterous voice trying to force you. I come as a very quiet voice that seeks to encourage you to gain a higher understanding that you may make better choices on your own instead of being told what to do. For you see, my beloved, I have no desire to tell every human being on this planet what to do. For even I desire to have my quiet moments. And so why would I take on the job of thinking that I know how everyone on earth should behave, thereby also being responsible for the choices they make, yet being unable, according to free will, to influence their life experience? And so you see so many times where a spiritual guru has told people what to do, for example, told people who to marry, and then when the marriage does not work out because the people had a naive expectation that if they were told by the guru, everything should be happily ever after, and then when they have to work on their problems, they become dissatisfied with the guru, feel they got wrong advice, and now they go into a negative state of consciousness. And it is a pattern that you see over and over again with those who have allowed themselves to follow an external authority of any kind, my beloved. And indeed, you will see it here in Germany, where the German people in the 1930s wanted to follow an external authority, and so a person arose who could fill that role in the German nation. And then, certainly, the German people later regretted having followed that leader. And now they blamed the leader instead of blaming, or rather recognizing, that the leader was a manifestation of their own consciousness, their own unwillingness to take responsibility. So you see again, If your consciousness is at a certain level, you will attract to you, or rather, you will attract yourself to a particular parallel universe where whatever is in your consciousness will manifest. So, you who are the spiritual people, what I would like to encourage you to consider is that you might attune your consciousness to the vibration of my beloved brother Saint Germain and his vision for a golden age in Europe, and then accept that that golden age is the manifest reality in your world. For this to be successful, you need, as I said, to raise your own consciousness beyond the manifestations of ego that cannot exist in the golden age. And this is then where I will offer my assistance as the quiet voice within. If you will, indeed, give me a little time once in a while where you seek to quiet the mind and just sit in silence. Turn off the iPod, my beloved. For I do not wish to compete with this technological wonder. Give me silence, and I will give you direction. Do we have a deal?
Yes!
And I seal you in the peace of my heart.